Good evening. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is your host, DJ USPS. That's DJ Unapologetically Spinning Powerful Slappers. I am kind of in a testy mood with the United States Postal Service due to some delivery delays. They're doing their best in the pandemic. But anyway, and here you are listening to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. I return to you from a multiple week holiday vacation, and I wish all my listeners all the best in this new year. I'd like to bring in the new year with an international themed show. I want to kind of expose my listeners to new things. That's really kind of my goal here. I want to, you know, make sure that you're all getting like a very rounded diet of good music that maybe you haven't heard before. And I've got some really, you know, insightful takes on all this music that I really do hope you like. So we are going to start off, once I make sure on WJRH.org that I am broadcasting and ready to go. Yes, I am. Just to start off, we're going to be listening to the Nairobi, Kenya-based band Matata. Were founded in 1963 and recorded two albums in London in the early 70s. Why that was, we can get into maybe after the song. But without further ado, we're going to give a listen to the Matata track, Wanna Do My Thing.
Are you ready, fellas?
Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Thank you.
There we had Matata with Wanna Do My Thing from the 1974 album Feelin' Funky. Their second of two albums, first coming out in 1972. They had the album Air Fiesta, and this from the album Independence. Now those two I'll stop myself, but there weren't recording studios that of a global quality present in Kenya. No, I'm gonna be responsible. I'm gonna prevent myself from going on a long tangent, but it should be stated that it's not right that artists from the developing world have to go to London and subject themselves to first world recording companies back in the mid 20th century in order to score any reasonable record deals. Anyway, I'm not really being coherent. We're going to speed through some of the other facts I had. Any listeners to that track could easily have spotted the similarities to James Brown, I thought were pretty clear, between like kind of the screeches and the hey-ohs. I do still remain in my childhood bedroom, so I can't make anything sounds that are too loud or obnoxious. But certainly lots of sounds that kind of evoked James Brown, which was, now this is East Africa and Kenya, but in West Africa, the music of James Brown did prove to be quite an issue, as kind of local artists who were performing in the local style were pushed out by people who really embraced the style of James Brown, which became more popular than the local music, and then kind of contributed to the American cultural hegemony present. It's all connected, and I'll hold myself back now. Don't want the FCC crunching down on me. Anywho, hope you enjoyed that one. I certainly like it a lot. I think the horns are really good, as is the case with a lot of the music from that time. Now, this next track has artists from two different countries. It's from Helio Mateus and Yuxek, Yuxek being a French DJ and Helio Mateus being an artist from the Brazilian Tropicália period. This is on Yuxek's album last year called Nosso Ritmo, which I kind of listened to earlier in the year and then kind of rediscovered just last month and have been really, really enjoying it. It uses a lot of Brazilian influences, and it's just really, really pleasant listening. It's a lot of fun. Would be great if you're, you know, out and about playing, you know, in the sun. It's a great album for that kind of thing. So anyway, this is a kind of like a flip and a remix of a 1975 track called Mais Crioula from Helio Mateus, from his 1975 self-titled album. So, without further ado, let's give a listen to Mais Crioula from Helio Mateus and Yuxek.
Onde vamos, Morena? canal.
Não mexe com o chamego da nega, não.
Desnuda da cintura dela.
Desnuda da cintura dela. Não mexe com o chamego da nega, não.
Não
mexe com o chamego da nega, não.
Desgruda da cintura dela.
Desgruda da cintura dela. Não mexe com o chamego da nega, não.
There we had the excellent track, My Criolla, from Yuxek and Elio Mateus. This track originally came back into fashion in 2006 when it was put on a compilation by Greg Kaz, is what I'm reading. Greg Kaz, of course, a very established kind of crate digger and very knowledgeable person when it comes to the Brazilian music of the 1970s. I did, in fact, interview him back in 2018, very briefly, via Facebook, for some edification on the music of the time. He was very helpful, and he just asked me to follow him on Instagram, and I still do. And he posts lots of great music. You can find him at @the_real_greg_kaz, C-A-Z. Hope he knows I'm still plugging his work. Okay, anyway, that's a track that I really like. I think it's kind of a fun kind of modern flip of that old track. So, in a very similar way, I've been really very pleased by how well the album Odyssey and Oracle from the Zombies came out all the way back in 1968, has aged. I think it really. Some of the sounds and the feels and the general feel of the album, it doesn't feel like it's 52 years old. It's a lot of it's really, you know, kind of prescient and has aged very nicely. So I want to play a track from this album, which I found on Celebrity Chef Allison Roman's Spotify Top 100 of last year. No questions, please. Anyway, this is a track that I have absolutely been loving. It is called This Will Be Our Year from The Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
of your loves like the warmth from the sun, and this will be our year to a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now the darkness has gone. This will be our year to a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. The warmth of your smile, smile for me, little one. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. My, my, my.
This will be our year from The Zombies and their 1968 album Odyssey and Oracle, an album which, shortly after recording, caused the group to break up. Not perhaps not knowing how well they had done. Remarkable. It's really amazing how that kind of thing happens. Anyway. That whole album, including tracks like Brief Candles, I've really been enjoying. And, of course, the closing track on that album is the classic Time of the Season. But other underrated tracks include Friends of Mine and Beechwood Park, Maybe After He's Gone, Care of Self 44, A Rose for Emily. Lots of excellent songs for you to listen to on the 1968 album Odyssey and Oracle from The Zombies. Tell them I sent ya. All right, moving, well, with another English artist, right? I have been keeping up everybody updated. We had Kenya on our first track. Second track, we had both France and Brazil. Third track, kind of a cop-out, but it was, in fact, England. And this next track is from Disclosure, who's an English electronic music producer duo. But the vocalist and the other artist on the song is Fatoumata Diawara, who's a Malian actress and singer, born in Ivory Coast, lived for quite some time in France. Anyway, this is the edit of their track, Duha Mali Mali. I think there's a different version on the album that's I think is worse, so I bring to you what I believe is a better version, because I only want the best for you. And it's now time to listen to Duha Mali Mali.
Mali, 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 mali
Mangi, Juha Mangi Mangi from Disclosure and Fatoumata Diawara. Next up, Riz, this is a real treat, and I want to talk about why, and I also want to talk about my theme. So, I chose an international theme because earlier this week, the band Crying Bin released an installment of the Late Night Tales series, and I'm not sure if my listeners are familiar, but it's a series of like curated albums from artists. So the artists just kind of compile a lot of songs that they like, and they release it in an album. And Crying Bin is like a very multicultural and really unique sounding band, using like, I think they use like Thai pop or something that they use. They're really an interesting band, so I was very excited to see that they were doing one. And this is a track from it that I've been listening to so much this week. It's from the Belarusian band Pesniary, which I absolutely am not pronouncing correctly. It is, and I say this is true, it's the 1981 USSR Song of the Year. And it is featured on the recent Late Night Tales release from Crying Bin. So, without further ado, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's in Cyrillic letters, but I did look up the translation, and it means My Enchanted or The Enchanted One, depending on, you know, Google Translate or whatever. I've seen different translations. But anyway, this is from the 1981 album that I also, it's very complicated. I think it's a self-titled album. It's a real deep cut for you guys. Anyway, I think it's an excellent song, and I hope you agree with me. And without further ado, we're going to listen to My Enchanted from Pesniary. Not close. Close, close. All right, here we go.
Зорки вспыхваюць на цінево, да плеча маго притуліся золотою своєю головою. Чуєш вітер, чуєш вечір, чуєш тихо шапоча. Яблыком спелым на долоні твоєю впаде. Ты шепнеш мне отчайные слова,
što šaptao da mi odšoraja večarova ja začarovana ja zakalikana ja maja eto ja s tobom večaruju tumanami tebe ja čaruju pa silkom šapativaju mavaju začarovaju začarovaju zakalihvaju ja tebe
My Enchanted from Pesniri. Okay, tried a new pronunciation there. more quantity over quality here. Maybe one will stick. I'm going to try and see if I can find more tracks from that artist, just because I thought that was so nicely done. Really cool bass. There's a lot I liked about it. And I definitely would just so highly recommend this Late Night Tales album from Krangbin, which has tracks from Carlos Santana, Alice Coltrane, and then just, oh man, like tracks from all over the world, like the Middle East and like Nigerian disco, which, you know, I mean, anybody who's listened to this track, anybody who listened to this show before knows how I feel about that kind of music. They actually do a cover of a Kool & the Gang track called Summer Madness. I haven't listened to it yet, but I presume it's good there. I think they do a very Krangbin. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. They kind of make it their own as they do. Anyway. Kind of babbling here, but I want to get to the next track, which is a Zambian rock track from Teddy Cheesy and Teddy Cheesy with the Most Solid Sounds from the 1977 album Funky Lady. This is, in fact, the track Funky Lady.
Mm-hmm. she picks me. She's the only lady in town. She's my funky lady.
Teddy Cheesy with Funky Lady, a Zambian track from 1977, which I found through listening to Spotify radio for the Steve Monite track, Only You, which I kind of came across again last week after, I think it was either Complex or Pigeons and Planes posted on Instagram about the time Frank Ocean performed it in LA back in 2017, back when he left the house. Kind of a cop out for the next song. We are going for a different country. It is Scotland, so you know, not terribly like adventurous or anything, but it's a track that I've definitely been enjoying a lot lately. One of the ways I've been finding music has been through the recommendation of Peter Torrenti, the George Clanton's Favorite Songs playlist, which you can find on his artist page. And he listens to a lot of really good music. But to me, I think a surprising amount of music from like the 80s. And I think it's the one of the genre names is Sophistopop. And that's kind of artists like Everything But the Girl. But anyway, there's a lot of good English music from the 80s. And in a related way, of course, there's this group, a Glasgow-based group from the 80s called Orange Juice, and this is their track. It is called Lean Period from their 1984 album The Orange Juice. There we had Lean Period from Orange Juice, again from the 1984. And next up, we have a track that I think it also came from the George Clanton album, playlist. I certainly didn't go into it expecting to as love it as much as I did, but you know, kind of here we are. I listen to it every day, and it kind of gives me the chills just because it's so good. I really fantastic horns and vocals, and it's kind of poppy. And anyway, without further ado, it's from the 1994 album. Let me get my notes. It's from the 1992 album, called Cuenta Conmigo, which translates to Stand By Me. It's from Puerto Rican artist Jerry Rivera, and it's the track Casi Un Hechizo, which translates to Nearly a Charm. I hope you like it as much as I do, because I like this so much.
Mi amor, una vez más soñé contigo, y a la verdad necesito decirte, mira mis manos, tiemblan así por ti, sé que tiemblas por mí, siento el encanto de una noche entre tus brazos, ven y dame al fin de tu amor, de tu corazón, que ya es hora de ser feliz. Si estamos locos de amor, que comenten.
Dame un beso así.
Necesito de tu amor, lléname de tu calor.
Dame un beso así.
Que no exista la duda de que ese amor es una locura.
Dame un beso así.
Acércate, niña linda, que yo te quiero sentir.
Dame un beso así.
Si notas que yo tiemblo, estoy temblando por
Dame
ti.
Dame un beso así.
Dame agua de tu fuente, que estoy sediento de ti.
From the horns, to the piano, to the vocals, to the key shift at the end, that is one of the best tracks I've found in a long time, and I fully expect it to be towards the top of my top 100 of 2021. I certainly hope so. Anyway, it's 9:49, I have one track left. You know, I know you're thinking, it's 11 minutes, you got one track, and that's right, it's a track that lasts 9 minutes and 24 seconds, it's from an album that I've been listening to so much lately, it's Hugh Masekela, the South African trumpeter, with the album, which had a live album come out in 1981 called Live in Lesotho, because he was in exile in London, and he came back to Lesotho, which is a country that's within South Africa, fully, that let him in because the apartheid government would not let him in because he criticized it so much. We don't have a lot of time, and this is a very long song, but anyway, this is kind of a this is like a big, really big concert. People crossed over the border and saw. The sound did not work at the concert, but they went back to the hotel and redid the concert, and so that's what we'll be hearing now. Anyway, this is Ashiko from Hugh Masekela. I hope you like it. I messed that up a little. You know, I'm ready to admit that. Here we go. All right. Nope. There we go.
Hey! stop.